The chamber was choked with dead Gorog, and still more came, pushing through the bodies and floating globules of gore to press their assault, their electrobolt rifles stringing the darkness with bright ropes of silver. Luke was tumbling through the rancid air, somersaulting over forks of crackling energy and spinning away from thrusting tridents, his lightsaber tracing a green cage around him as the blade moved smoothly from defense to offense, from diverting electrobolts to cleaving dark chitin. Mara was twisting along 3 meters behind him, connected by an invisible force tether, firing her blaster with one hand and wielding her lightsaber with the other. They were sinking deeper into a battle trance, becoming one with their weapons, becoming the hands of death, and drawing ever closer to Alima Rar.
"Getting dangerous in here," Mara observed. "Looks like..."
Luke risked a glance toward Alima, who was clearly in no hurry to engage the Skywalkers directly and was gliding back toward a tunnel she seemed particularly protective of.
"Hoping to wear us down,"
Mara observed. Luke shook his head.
"Protecting something," he said.
"Or someone."
"Take her,"
Mara ordered through their force bond.
"I'll cover."
Luke moved to intercept, no longer dodging or twisting, just shouldering past Killik corpses and going after Alima. A trio of Gorog warriors zeroed in on Luke, forcing him into somersaults until Mara took them out. He arrived at the cutoff point after Alima, but close enough on her heels that she had to turn and face him.
"Alima, this doesn't have to happen," he said.
Alima sprang, flying at Luke behind a whirling onslaught of slash and backslash. Luke blocked and redirected her momentum, sending her tumbling into the body-choked darkness and placing himself between her and the tunnel she had been guarding. This time, she came at Luke under control, combining the flashing blades of a speed attack with the driving stomp kicks of a power assault. He switched to a one-handed grasp, parrying her strikes with his own lightsaber, slipping her kicks with a deft trunk twist, deflecting electro bolts with the palm of his free hand. Then Luke felt an icy jolt of fear. He looked past Alima to see Gorog warriors closing on Mara from all sides, silver rays crackling at her so fast and furious she could not block them all. The first bolt burned a fist-sized hole in the thigh of her vac suit and filled the air with the stench of scorched durafiber. The second caught her in the chest, and Luke did not see the third. By then, he was driving forward, pressing the attack, and forcing Alima back toward Mara. Suddenly, the Twi'lek stopped, determined to stand her ground. Luke tapped her lightsaber aside, then used the force to pull her hand toward him, driving her off balance onto his own weapon. Her eyes widened, and the blade sliced down through her clavicle, deep into her shoulder. Luke brought his boot up under her chin, snapping her head back, sending her arms flying out to her sides. She began to backflip away, her lightsaber slipping from her open fingers. Luke summoned the weapon into his empty hand and continued toward Mara, who had disappeared inside a knot of Gorog. Her weapons were still flashing inside the snarl, and her presence was burning hot in the force, and that gave him hope. The battle erupted into a tempest of hissing blades and shrieking blasters and crackling electrobolts. Luke opened a dozen thoraxes in a dozen strokes. Then, his back spasmed with the paralyzing heat of an electrobolt strike. Mara fired from somewhere inside the tangle of limbs and mandibles, and the acrid stench of melted chitin rose behind him. Luke pulled himself toward a glimpse of red-gold hair, his lightsabers opening a path, filling the air with globules of insect gore. Finally, Luke came to Mara's whirling figure. Her vac suit had been burned to tatters, and she had half a dozen black circles where electrobolts had hit her. Mara briefly locked gazes with Luke. Then her green eyes slid away, looking overhead. Luke followed her line of sight and was surprised to see Alima Rar pulling herself into the tunnel mouth. Her left arm was floating at her side, a deep, gaping V where she had been cleaved.